Hey everyone, this is episode 82 of my 123 Cents the podcast. Thanks so much for listening, sharing, and rating, reviewing over on iTunes or at jitterymonkey.com. The guest today is Evan Michael Lee. You may be asking yourself, who is that? Some of you may be asking yourself that. Evan Michael Lee is the voice of Mark Henry on Camp WWE. It is Adult Swim type animated series on WWE Network. If you have not watched it yet, I would highly recommend it. I find it very entertaining, very funny. The characters, it's a neat show, I think. And I sound like an old man when I say it's a neat show, but I really enjoy the Vince McMahon character, and I love Little John Cena. But Evan Michael Lee talks about his experiences with Camp WWE, how he kind of got involved in the process, and who he originally had auditioned for. So stick around for that interview. He's also a big wrestling fan, so we talk a little bit about Money in the Bank, which is coming up, of course, Sunday. And for more in-depth talk about Money in the Bank, I invite you to check out facebook.com/my123cents. There, Chad and I put together a Facebook Live event. We had some of our fans or friends commenting and weighing in as well. It was fun. It was an interactive way of doing something midweek, and I'm definitely planning to do more Facebook Live events and want you to get involved in that as well. So if you do not like the My123Cents Facebook page, head over there now and give it a like, and we'll keep you updated with things that are going to be going on, because you know, the key to getting the word out is content and interaction, and there's a lot of new content over at my123cents.com, the blog page. The YouTube channel, still working on getting more content there. It's youtube.com/my123cents. Also, my Craft Beerican page, which is a project I'm doing with some friends of mine. We drink craft beer and talk about it, and I have found two wrestling-related craft beers that I will be trying, one of them being, of course, the Broken Skull IPA by Stone Cold Steve Austin. My buddy Tom was out in Southern California not too very long ago and brought back a bottle. We are going to be doing that review very soon over on Craft Beerkins. And then also discovered a Top Rope IPA, which is here in Southern Illinois. It's not made here locally, but it's sold here. So I will definitely be stepping through the ropes and drinking a couple of different wrestling-themed craft beers for upcoming episodes of Craft Beerkins. And Craft Beerkins, by the way, we talk about wrestling. We talk about social media. We talk about celebrities trending in the news and whatnot. So definitely invite you and encourage you to go over and check that out as well. Social media, it's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good places. You'll find my 123 cents, Craft Beerkins, and me, Kevin Huntsberger. Also on Snapchat, I want to talk a little bit about Snapchat. I want to hear from you guys. I've connected with some wrestling fans via Snapchat. It's just my last name, Huntsberger. You can look and see how that is spelled on the Jittery Monkey page or the iTunes page, but it's just Huntsberger. Find me over there or on Ghost Codes as well under Storytellers. So I encourage you to reach out and get in touch that way as well. I still kind of keep my same opinions that I had last week about Money in the Bank. Cesaro or Kevin Owens are my one and two, not necessarily in that order. I want Kevin Owens to win. I think Cesaro will win, but I could see anyone, even Del Rio and Jericho winning, although those would be my last two picks. But yeah, and there's a pretty compelling argument for Dean Ambrose to win. I'm not opposed to Dean Ambrose winning by any means. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out, of course, Sunday. And Sunday is Father's Day as well. A shout out to all the dads listening. I would be remiss to not mention my father is the one who took me to my first wrestling matches. He and my brother were real into wrestling before I even gave it a look. So I appreciate all my dad does still today. You know, I'm 43 years old, and I still look up to him and enjoy spending time with him. We live a couple of hours away from each other, but I will be fortunate enough to spend Father's Day with him. So, Dad, I know you don't listen to the podcast, but I love you, and thanks for being so supportive of all the crazy things that I do in my life, and I'm turning him into a craft beer drinker too. So anyway, without any further ado, let's get to the interview here on My 1-2-3 Cents. This is 8-year-old Mark Henry, better known as Evan Michael Lee.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Alrighty, folks, as promised, the guest today on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, Evan Michael Lee. He is the voice of Mark Henry on Camp WWE. And Evan Michael, pleasure to have you here on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your experiences leading up to you becoming the voice of the world's strongest camper on Camp WWE.
Well, it started with I saw a casting notice for the show, and I've been a fan of the WWE since I was about probably like 6 or 7 years old. So I forwarded it to my manager, and I said, do you know this casting director? I think I would be really, really, really good for this project, because obviously, like I said, I've been a fan of the product since child. And I went in for R-Truth. And when I got there, they liked it or whatnot. But then they said, oh, can you also read for Mark Henry? And I was like, oh, I didn't really prepare anything for that. So I kind of had to just make something up really quickly on the spot. And they really liked it. And then afterwards, about a week later, I got to audition in front of Seth Green and Aaron Blitzstein. And they really liked it as well. And I read for like a few more other characters as well. And then I came back about a week later for a third audition, and this time it was just for Mark Henry and The Rock. And they really ultimately liked my Mark Henry the most, and that's kind of how that all happened. But at first I was told I didn't get it. Like, I was told I didn't get anything. And then I was kind of bummed about it, and then I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. And then as time went on, I got a phone call saying that they actually did really like me and that they wanted to offer me the role of Mark Henry.
That is awesome. So how does one prepare to be an 8-year-old Mark Henry or R-Truth or any WWE superstar for that matter?
Well, that's the thing. They first told us, they said, we don't want them to sound anything like the actual WWE superstars. We want them to sound, sort of like a childlike way, or just, bring something different to it. And, Mark Henry, obviously we all know Mark Henry is, 400 pounds and he's like 6'3". And I mean, I just thought it would be really funny, like a really funny juxtaposition if you have all of these kids who sound like little kids and then Mark Henry who sounds like a grown man.
Right.
So I just kind of went with, that sexy sort of smooth jazz voice, and it just really, really worked.
And I think hashtag food baby was trending for a while there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really funny. I thought that was really, really interesting that was the one that was trending. Because, when you're doing the show, you don't really know what's going to hit and what's not. I thought it was really funny. So I'm glad that everyone else found it really, really, really funny as well.
So now, obviously, as you mentioned, they had said that the children on the show, the campers, if you will, they didn't want the actual superstars voicing those roles. But Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon, is the voice of himself, as is Ric Flair and Sergeant Slaughter. Jake the Snake Roberts has had a guest spot on there as well. Yes. Are you interacting with any of these men and women, or are you alone voicing your part and then that's it?
Well, first I want to start by saying when I first read the scripts, I knew Vince McMahon was going to steal the show. Whether they cast, an actor here or they got Vince McMahon himself to do it, I knew he was going to steal the show. Like, all of his lines were just hysterical.
Right.
And I'm so glad that they're, all so funny on TV. I'm glad he's doing his own voice. No, we actually record each character by ourselves. So we don't really see anyone, or I can hear, they play a little playbacks here and there, so like what some of the other characters sound like, but we don't see anything. Like we were all seeing it for the first time on TV, just like everyone else, because they didn't have anything to go by at the time. But yeah, it was really, really interesting, a new experience to try to like be a character, but just kind of do it by yourself and just, you know, trust that what you're doing is good, and that, you know, Seth and Aaron, they've both been doing comedy for so long that, you know, you just kind of trust them that they know what they're talking about. But yeah, we're just in there by ourselves, but we have a good time.
Now, have you done animation before? Have you done voice work for that? Or talk a little bit about your background.
Yeah, this is my first voiceover ever in life. And this is the first one I ever really auditioned for. I always wanted to get into animation and things like that, but I never really knew where to start. And when I saw this, I thought, oh, well, this might be, you know, a really good way to start. You know, I'm a big fan of the WWE, and, you know, I always want to do voiceover. But, this is, like, really the first big thing I've done out here, because, yeah, obviously, or maybe you don't know, but LA can be tough. So yeah. It was, you know, it's very, very satisfying that I'm got selected for a project that I've been a fan of since I was a kid. It was really a full circle moment when I got the call saying that they wanted me for this project.
Now, have you been able to meet Mark Henry as a result of this?
I have not met Mark Henry, but funny story, about a week ago, my friend, who is a bartender in downtown LA, he texted me and said, "Hey, you'll never believe this, but Mark Henry just came into my bar last night." And I said, "That's so cool." He said, I went up to him and I said, "Listen, I don't mean to bother you, but I want to tell you that my friend does your voice on Camp WWE." And he was like, "Oh, that's really cool. I really like that show." So I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's awesome. You know, as long as I have Mark Henry's blessing, then, you know, I've done my job.
Now, I know 5 episodes are right now available on WWE Network. Are there more coming out this season, or do you know what the schedule looks like for future episodes?
I do not know what the schedule is like for future episodes. They haven't told us anything yet, but, you know, once we get the word, we will definitely let everyone know. But as of right now, they haven't said anything. And, you know, a lot of people have asked when, like, the next episodes are coming out. It's like, you know, I unfortunately don't work for the WWE, so I couldn't tell you anything about anything. We're kind of left in the dark too, just like everyone else. But once we find out something, we'll let you know.
It really is neat. And I don't know, you know, how far back you go as a fan, but when I was growing up, Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoon was on.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, that to me, you know, I was probably at the point where, you know, I was getting a little too old to be watching cartoons, but I still indulged because I was such a big wrestling fan. So, you know, I would imagine it's almost a surreal kind of moment when not only are you seeing your work on the big, or not the big screen, so to speak, but, you know, on a grand scale, right, and you're also, you know, doing something that you're a fan of as a wrestling fan, that has to be very satisfying.
It is very satisfying. It's a little surreal at times, but ultimately, you know, I going all the way back to, you know, being part of the WWE. I remember when Kevin Nash was Diesel, and when Diesel was Benny Vegas, and I remember when The Godfather was Papa Shango. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, MDDS eventually became Kane. So yeah, I've been such a huge fan, and it's been very interesting, very satisfying watching all of these characters' arcs in the WWE universe. But it's really satisfying to play someone who you've essentially grown up watching, and then, you know, he tells his other friend that, like, he really likes the show and that, you know, he's a big fan of, you know, my character. So it's very satisfying.
Mark Henry to me has been a fascinating superstar anyway, with him first arriving and you know, 20 years ago now, in 1996, after the Olympics,
right,
you know, as that Olympian type hero and the world's strongest man, evolving to Sexual Chocolate. And then, you know, I would say the my favorite era for him was actually once they finally got a bit more serious with him and put the world title on him. It was unexpected, but he dominated so well and really fit into that role nicely, I thought.
Oh, I thought so too. Yeah, when he won the world title, it was very unexpected. I think there was a collective just gasp over the crowd, but it was so satisfying to see him finally win the world title. You know, did you know, I was looking up little facts about Mark Henry before doing the show, because I grew up watching him, and I knew he was like an Olympic power lifter and shattered so many world records. Did you know when he was in the fourth grade, he was 5'7" and 225 pounds?
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. I did not know that, but man, that is...
I was like, good Lord. Like, you know, that's like a grown-up.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But then, like, I read up that all of his family, like his brothers and uncles and whatnot, they're all like big guys. Like, I think his tallest uncle maybe is like 6'7" and maybe like 400 pounds or something. You know what I mean? Something in that ballpark.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think he just comes from a very, very large family.
That's awesome. And I'm happy for his success and whatever is down the road for him. We wish him nothing but the best.
Same.
You mentioned you've been watching for quite some time, and we've obviously seen ups and downs with the way things go. You know, I think with any form of entertainment, you kind of see that, especially when it's something that is episodic like WWE programming. What are you thinking now, you know, with kind of this new era phase going in and you know, the likes of AJ Styles and the club being here? And Roman Reigns and The Shield, you know, those guys, Ambrose, the Wyatt family, there's such a great collection now. And collection is not the right word, but you know what I'm saying? There's such a great dichotomy within the WWE right now. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan, I think.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I think that's what the most exciting thing about the WWE is that, you know, we get to meet all of these new people and they bring such great chemistry and have such great characters that, you know, obviously, like, people have known AJ Styles for, you know, many, many years. And it's finally great to see him now a part of the you know, main roster and whatnot. And even people like Roman Reigns and, like, Seth Rollins and, like, Dean Ambrose, everyone loves The Shield. And actually, I think a lot of people even said that they were happy to see a little mini Shield reunion on Camp WWE. I don't know. I can't remember what episode it was, but there was a scene where, like, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns are, like, standing next to each other. And, yeah, I think people were really, like, satisfied with that. But I think it is a great time. You know, the WWE is, like, really expanding. It's much bigger now than it was even in, like, the Attitude Era. Like, they've expanded into so many different markets that I think it is a really, really great time to be a WWE fan.
And I know you were active on – we're recording this show the day after NXT, the NXT TakeOver show. You were very active on Twitter, kind of tweeting and voicing about that. Who do you like that's kind of – and I hate using the word up and coming in NXT because there are so many guys there and women who have already been established and, you know, NXT obviously not viewed anymore as a quote unquote developmental territory, but who kind of catches your eye that doesn't get a whole lot of attention on the main stage?
Well, it was so funny because I just so happened to catch that. I was like sitting at home watching and I just so happened to catch the beginning, the pre-show of the NXT TakeOver. So I was like, oh, well, like, let me, you know, sit down and watch, because I never really always get a chance to catch NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, I think I even said this yesterday, I really think the American Alphas remind me of Rick and Scott Steiner.
It's a good analogy.
Sort of collegiate, like, all-American wrestling type way. Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Yeah. I was really, really impressed with them. Nia Jax, I feel like, and I might be speaking too soon, I feel like she has potential to be the next China. She goes in the ring and she cleans house, and you know, it is quite awe-inspiring. And I'm with you. I hate saying like up and coming for like people like that, but like I think there's a lot of potential with a lot of the NXT roster. I'm drawing a blank. The new guy who appeared last night against the very first match.
Right. And I his name escapes me at the moment, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
I was very, very impressed with him. I'll look it up on Twitter or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. A lot of potential. Speaking of Twitter, how can folks follow you and keep up with what's going on with you and Camp WWE?
Oh, right, yes. On Twitter, you can follow me at Evan Michael Lee, all one word. I'm pretty good about responding to everyone, so feel free to tweet me, you know, shout out, you know, sometimes every now and then I'll try to like live tweet Raw or SmackDown or, you know, like last night NXT or something like that. So I like, I enjoy like having conversations with people. I like talking to people, especially people who are a part of the WWE universe and support them so much. Yeah, hit me up. I'm around.
Who do you think is going to win the briefcase with the Money in the Bank match coming up?
Everyone's wondering that. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Dean Ambrose took it.
A lot of people are leaning that way. I've heard a lot of people lean that way.
I would not be surprised.
So
because I feel like he has the biggest push. He has a bigger push right now, and I think it just only makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that's my two cents. That's what my money's on.
Excellent. And as we start to wind things down, if you don't mind, I would like to know what Mark Henry thinks about the potential to grow up and become the world's strongest man and WWE World Heavyweight Champion and Tag Team Champion, and the success that he ended up having in the WWE.
Oh, you want to speak with Mark Henry?
Yes, if he's around.
Yeah, he's around, baby. You know, being in the WWE, it's been nice. You know, I don't think anyone can top me. No one can stop me. World Championship, Intercontinental Championship, European title, Hardcore title. It don't matter, baby, because that's what I do.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. That's what he does.
That is awesome. Well, Evan Michael Lee, I appreciate you taking the time to be a part of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. Let little Mark so much, Henry, man. Know that we appreciate him stopping by as well.
You're welcome, baby.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, man.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.